Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Deflection 2016. I'm Matt Stannard in for Gary Barkley, who unfortunately has fallen ill. And so this show is entirely, in its entirety, is dedicated to Gary and hope that he feels better. He is always the cockeyed optimist, as it were. I'm going to miss having him here as a counterbalance to what I am largely going to talk about in terms of election 2016 tonight, which is simply how tired we are of it. And so before I do that, I will do the regular rigmarole that Gary always goes through. It is October 27th, 2016, which means, first of all, that October is almost over. Holy smokes, I can't, that is so hard to believe. And also, we have one more show, one more regular show, 1 week from today, on Thursday, November 3rd, same time, same place. We'll sort of do a recap and summation of where we think, the various absurd places that we think we are as Americans on the cusp of election 2016, and then of course the next time we will come to you, supposedly, I have on good authority, will be on election night, where we will do a special show on election night talking about the results, maybe even hopefully getting some folks to call in and share their thoughts on the election. That would be fantabulous. So really two more shows, one more regular show after this, next week on the 3rd, next Thursday, and then the following show at 10, on November 8th, time to be announced, along with most everything else, including if that show actually exists, but I'm assuming that it does. And that is how seriously we take things here. So it is 10:27, almost the end of October, and almost the end of this election, and I think everyone would agree, most everyone would agree, that we're just tired of it. The Onion had a wonderful headline the other day announcing that the FEC had decided to extend the election because we hadn't had enough time to get to know the two major candidates. And so, of course, everyone had a good laugh about that and then kind of went, seriously, they're making fun of our pain. They're making fun of the fact that we're tired. We're all tired of this election, and in recognition of that tiredness, I've assembled some quotes about being tired. And so let me find those here. And again, I apologize. I'm kind of going solo tonight. This one's from The Lord of the Rings. I think it's Bilbo talking to Gandalf. I am old, Gandalf. See, this is how I feel about the election. I am old, Gandalf. I don't look it, but I am beginning to feel it in my heart of hearts. Well preserved indeed, why I feel all thin, sort of stretched, if you know what I mean, like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. That can't be right. I need a change or something. And so, yeah, I think that is that's Bilbo talking to Gandalf at the beginning of Lord of the Rings, and I indeed feel like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. I think you can relate to that feeling here at the end of October of the 2016 election cycle. James Joyce says, "Secrets, silent, stony, sit in the dark palaces of both our hearts, secrets wary of their tyranny, tyrants willing to be dethroned." And that's James Joyce's description of tiredness, apparently. And I get that. And then from Princess Bride, "I must be overtired," Buttercup managed, "the excitement and all." "Rest then," her mother cautioned. terrible things can happen when you're overtired. I was overtired the night your father proposed. And that, of course, is from the book version of Princess Bride by William Goldman. That's a good one. And then one more. We got to go with a Lord of the Flies quote. He found himself understanding the wearisomeness of this life, where every path was an improvisation and a considerable part of one's waking life was spent watching one's feet. And again, I think these are great quotes that just epitomize metaphorically, of course, what we're going through. We literally live in this election in a world of irony, and mostly that irony is not funny. Most of the irony that we live in is not funny. And though it's unrelated directly to the election, although I think indirectly related certainly to the election, is the fact that today two different things happened that could not have possibly been planned more bitterly ironically than they were, if they had been coordinated. It's almost as if they were coordinated, and I'm not speaking in some sort of conspiratorial terms. The first is the white guys that occupied federal land in Oregon were all cleared on conspiracy. Some of them still have to face criminal charges in Nevada, but they were cleared in Oregon, and which had been made. My understanding is that the defendants made it into a show trial about their cause, and that's not a bad strategy, for better or worse. And they did that. And of course, they're a bunch of white guys with guns. And then at the same time, of course, many of us have been following the events at Standing Rock, and we know that today was the day where the police, the military, the paramilitary, the militarized police, and their military allies moved in on peaceful protesters at Standing Rock in North Dakota, peaceful Native American protesters. So it's 2016, and we have white cops and soldiers in heavy military gear shooting at and beating Native American protesters. It's 2016, folks. And so this is the spirit of our times, and I'm just tired. I'm tired of the election, and I'm tired of these ironies that are not funny ironies, that they're bitter. And there are similar contradictions, ironic because they're accepted, and they permeate our electoral politics. They have permeated this election. This election has been full of that same kind of bitterness, and we're tired of it. The only other thing I'm going to say that I'm tired of specifically is politicians like Jason Chaffetz, he's the representative from Utah. He was also an old schoolmate of mine at Brigham Young University, although I did not know him personally. He's on the football team. And, he, of course, is the representative from Utah, Republican representative from Utah. He's played a notorious role, again, for better or worse, in monitoring the allegedly illicit activities of various members of the Obama administration and such, and, of course, Hillary Clinton. And he, back when Donald Trump revealed himself to be a sexual predator on video, as we all know from this 2006 incident, Jason Chaffetz said he was withdrawing his endorsement, could not look his children in the eyes and vote for Donald Trump, could not look his wife in the eyes and vote for Donald Trump. And today he reversed his decision on that. He now says, I don't endorse him, but I'm going to vote for him, which, again, to go back to being tired, I'm tired trying to figure out what he means by that. I'm tired just trying to concentrate enough to figure out what he means by that. And so, that said, That said, there are a lot of things that make me not tired. There are a lot of things that make me optimistic about the human condition. Today has been a really sad day in a lot of ways for a lot of people, and this election cycle has been sad, but there are a lot of things that make me optimistic. See, I was at a conference in Ohio over the weekend and got to hang out with a whole bunch of people, about 100 other people from all over the world, who were absolutely dedicated to making their local communities better. And I got to see a filmmaker an American filmmaker working with a Cuban filmmaker, and got to meet and talk to both of them and establish contact with them. And they are making a film about, among other things, the incredible ecological practices that have been instantiated and manifest not only in Cuba, but in other parts of the world, Eastern Europe and India as well. So I got to do that, and then I got to come back here and work with people in similar capacities and similar endeavors. This is not me being unhappy about the human condition. This is me being tired of election 2016. And this is also me kind of missing Gary, because Gary is a good foil to that tiredness. He always has he's always capable of looking on the bright side. The bright side, I guess, for me in this election, taking out of the election, is that I think more people are going to come out of this understanding the limits, the current limits that exist in electoral politics. And I'm not going to criticize people who play in electoral politics and devote their lives to it. That's great. But I think people are understanding the parameters of it better, which means either those people will hopefully do one of two things, which is either make this electoral process better by doing things like instant runoff voting or other types of ranked voting, or deciding that they can't do that, that that's not what they want to do, what they want to do, will, on the other hand, respond to the malaise and exhaustion of the 2016 elections by doing things to work that work in that have more direct impact to people on the ground. State and local politics are a good place to start. I never thought I would become a localist, but 2016, folks, has made me into a localist. So lots to be optimistic about, and we're going to go ahead and wrap up this short podcast in honor of Gary Barclay, the eternal optimist. Once again, next week, so that is November 3rd, we will be into November, and the last regular podcast for Deflection 2016 before the November 8th elections. And then there is a strong rumor that I can confirm the rumorhood of that we will do a show on election night, Gary and I and whoever else we can rope in to joining us, rope in with their consent, of course, because that's important. That said, we're going to go ahead and play this other kind of ridiculous bumper music called Barrel Racer. And I wish you all love and solidarity, and we'll talk to you in a week. And hope you feel better, Gary. Thank you.